South Korea KOSPI crashes 10% on ETF misstep. Bitcoin slips below $63,000. South Korea's benchmark KOSPI index fell 9.99% on June 23, closing at 8203.84 and triggering an automatic 20-minute trading halt. It was the index's steepest single-day drop since March 4. The slide came a day after the head of the country's Financial Supervisory Service, FSS, publicly admitted regulators had rushed a class of leverage products onto the market. Bitcoin tracked the equity route lower, falling below $63,000 to trade near $62,319 as of June 23, down 2.7% on the day per coin market cap. A regulator's admission preceded the drop. On June 22, FSS Governor Lee Chan-jin said he regretted not blocking the introduction of leveraged exchange-traded funds tied to Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix. 16 of these funds launched in late May with about $3 billion in combined assets. That figure grew past $9 billion, with roughly 92% of the holdings owned by retail investors. Lee acknowledged the products did little to stabilize the one, the stated rationale that had helped wave them through. The mechanism behind the crash was the leverage itself. Samsung and SK Hynix each fell more than 12%, and the two companies represent over half of the KOSPI's market value. When chip shares dropped, the leverage funds had to rebalance, selling into a falling market and amplifying the move. Retail investors had built up an estimated 60 trillion won, about $39 billion in leveraged exposure by the end of May, so the unwind hit household portfolios directly. Bitcoin caught the downdraft within hours. Bitcoin fell roughly $1,500 within hours of the Korean session, touching an intraday low near $62,000 before settling around $62,300. Ether dropped 5.5% to about $1,649 and Solana fell 6.5% to $6,892, both steeper one-day declines than Bitcoin. The coin market cap fear and greed index sat at 19, in extreme fear territory. The selling force leveraged crypto traders out of their positions. About $190 million in crypto liquidations hit within a single hour, building to roughly $714 million over 24 hours. Bitcoin accounted for around $215 million of that total, and Ether about $177 million, the same dynamic that magnified the KOSPI drop. Forced selling by overextended positions played out in crypto derivatives at the same time. This was not an isolated Korean event. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell about 3%, and the broader Asia-Pacific index dropped roughly 2.9%, a regional retreat from technology shares as traders priced in tighter financial conditions. Korea's specific problem was that its retail base was far more leveraged into the exact stocks leading the decline. The leverage lesson runs across both markets. The crash is a reminder that leverage behaves the same way regardless of the asset class wrapped around it. A leveraged ETF on a semiconductor stock and a leveraged perpetual on Bitcoin share the same failure mode. When the underlying moves against the position, forced liquidation accelerates the move rather than cushioning it. The FSS admission is unusual, mainly because a regulator rarely says out loud that it approved a product it should have stopped. For crypto holders, the contagion path matters. South Korea is one of the most active retail crypto markets in the world, and a domestic equity shock that drains household liquidity tends to spill into local exchange volumes. When margin calls hit equity accounts, traders often sell whatever is liquid, and crypto is liquid around the clock. The drawdown also lands on top of an already weak backdrop. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have shed a rolling 30-day net total of about $6.35 billion, the largest such stretch since the funds launched. Sentiment was fragile before the Korean session opened, which left little buffer when the selling started.